Hi, everybody. Hi, it's David here, DJP's Rock Vinyl. And yes, this is a new podcast that I'm going to try and do once a week just for you. Well, it's for me too, actually. A little bit about me. I was born in 1962 in Solihull near Birmingham. I really enjoy music of all types, but particularly rock and all types of rock, and even what you might call rock pop. But anyway, let's get right on with it here. And you might learn a bit more about me and my tastes as we go through these podcasts. The aim of the podcast is for me to play a bit of music to you. Music that I love. And music that I hope you will love too. I'll try and tell you a bit about the music as far as what I know about it. And it will all be music that I actually bought. Yes. I actually bought it on vinyl and I still love it. Now, what I'm going to try and do on each podcast is just play what I call the super rock single each week. And then I'll talk a bit about a band and play about four tracks from one of their best albums. Now, this week, I'm going to kick off with a track that I think is probably one of the best live tracks ever recorded. It's by a band called Deep Purple. I want you to listen out for the superb organ sound on this track from the brilliant John Lord. And also the amazing guitar of the wonderful Richie Blackmore. And of course, the actual screaming vocals of Ian Gillan. Here we go. Going, John. Richie Blackmore. Here we go. So did we like that out there? Was it a... Or did you think it was a... Either way, I need to stop the track and not have it again. Sorry. Anyway, that for me is one of the best live songs ever. And I can't think about how many times I've played that song. But ever since I discovered it, I keep coming back to it at some point. Absolutely brilliant stuff from one of the best rock bands, I guess. But then I'll probably say that about a lot of bands on these podcasts. Anyway, where are we going next? Well, as I said, the next thing I'll do is just talk to you a bit about a band and then play one of their albums. Or, sorry, some of the songs from one of their albums. Well, this first band, very close to my heart. I think this was probably the first album I bought of this band. And this band is the incredible Electric Light Orchestra, or ELO. A wonderful Birmingham-based band that grew out of a number of other great Birmingham-based bands and finally sort of gelled, going from a sort of more rockier sound from their earlier albums to a more sort of radio-friendly pop rock style in the 70s. And the album I bought was A New World Record. Yes, it's one of the ones with the spaceship logo on the front. It has the wonderful, brilliant Jeff Lynne, the main writer for the band's music and lyrics, along with Richard Tandy on keyboards, the wonderful Bev Bevan on drums, Mick Kaminsky, Kelly Graucut, all part of ELO at this point. Now, what do you think was the first single released from this album? It might not be the single you think it is. Many people will say automatically Telephone Line, which they believe is one of ELO's greatest hits, which it is. But that wasn't the first single from the album. The first single was the brilliant, hummable Living Thing. This single, funnily enough, has been voted by a lot of people as their guilty pleasure in a poll done by Q magazine. Interesting, eh? Well, without further ado, and with a brilliant violin introduction, and then let's get into the real groove of Living Thing.
Moving in line, then you look back in time to the first.
And I hate to do it, but that's where we have to leave, living thing. What chart position did it get to? Well, it got to the position of number 4 in the charts. And I believe it was on the charts for 12 weeks. Now, the second track that I've chosen from this album probably isn't an obvious one. It's actually called Do Ya. And although I love the pop rock end of ELO, I also like it when they just totally let out a riff. Do Ya by the wonderful ELO from the album A New World Record. And I'm really sorry if I'm cutting some of these tracks short. I used to hate it when DJs did that on the radio. But perhaps you can tell me whether you like it or don't like it. Not just about that, but about the whole podcast, please. I'm on Twitter on the tag DJP's Rock Vinyl. Just send me some form of message and I'd love to hear from you. I really would, because what I'd love to do is tailor it to what you out there would like to hear. I'm going to try and keep these podcasts to sort of under 30 minutes, so it might be something that you can, I don't know, listen to on the way to work, in the car, or on the train, or on the bus, or whatever. Or just when you're relaxing at night before you go to sleep, maybe have a listen. But I'd love to hear from you. So, the second single from the album was released in February 77. And it's a wonderful track called Rockaria. It starts with an opera singing her heart out. And then the band crack in. I'm not going to play that though today. Maybe another day. It is a great track. But this is another great track. And it's really unusual. And I just think it's so cool. It's so laid back. And then it's got a really nice rhythm through it. And I just love the words. Too. Above the clouds.
Oh, in the heat of the night, when things ain't going right, no, 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 you will remember me.
I came along to see your face.
Well, was that cool enough for you? I just love that track. I think it's brilliant. And to be honest, ELO were brilliant. I could have played any one of about six or seven of their albums today and easily found four good tracks, no problem. And who knows, we might return to them. Now, if you ever wonder who influenced ELO? Well, let's just say the Beatles. And let's just play this final track. It's called Shangri-La.
Blue.
Well, that brings us to the end of this podcast. I'll just let Richard Tandy do his stuff on the keyboard to you. But if you like the podcast, remember, send me a message on DJP's Rock Vinyl on Twitter. Let me know what you think, what you like, what you didn't like. Any suggestions for bands or albums that I could cover. I do like to find the odd track that isn't played very often, such as this one. I do have some thoughts for the next podcast as to which band I will be playing. And let's just say, yes, this is David Pearson, signing off from my first podcast. Thanks for listening, if you have. See you soon.